Go ahead.
Very good. Lord, thank you so much for the privilege of studying the Bible.
主啊，我们非常感恩，我们有这样的荣幸来学习圣经。
We thank you that you loved us enough to teach us how to live.
我们非常感恩的是您如此爱我们，来教导我们怎样去活出来。
And so we just pray now that as we turn to the Word of God, that you will open our understanding.
因为我们祷告，当我们开始学习神的话的时候，您打开我们的理解思路。
And then, Lord, that you will just cause us to believe and to obey the great truths you have for us.
以及让我们顺服您给我们的这个伟大的真理。
And so we just commit ourselves to you now in Jesus' name.
我们现在把我们自己交到您的手里，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so we're going to begin this afternoon with story time. And I'm going to tell you a story from this morning.
所以今天开始呢，我们要来一个讲故事的时间。我要把今天早上我们的故事讲给大家听。
This morning I had the opportunity to walk up and down and up and down and up and down the hallway.
所以今天早上呢，他有一个机会在那个走廊里，就是来回的走，走来走去，走来走去。
And as I was walking up and down the hallway, I saw two younger people. They were probably both in their 20s.
因为在他在走廊里走来走去，他看见了两个年轻人，他们可能都是在20岁左右。
And one of them was heavily tattooed, and they both had wild clothes on, and I found it somewhat interesting, so I watched them.
因为他看见有个人呢身上有那些涂层，然后他们穿着一些很奇怪的衣服，所以呢他就看他们很奇怪，他就看着他们。
And one of them had I'm not sure what you call it. It wasn't a sweater, it was sort of a coat, but it was some sort of an over jacket, I guess. And written on the back of it were some very amazing words.
有一个人呢，他穿着一个是个 T 恤或者是一个夹克那样的东西，这个夹克呢很奇怪的，但是在他的背后呢写上一个很有趣的词在上面。
And the words read this. It said, sometimes death is better.
这个是这样说的，说有时候呢，死亡可能更好。
I thought that's an amazing thing to say.
这个是很惊奇的一个事来说。
So anyway, because I was just walking up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down, ultimately they started walking down when I was walking up.
所以呢他们呢他就是因为这边走了就是走了就去。所以呢就是有一个时间当他走过去的时候他们就走过来了。
So I stopped the two of them. And I said, excuse me, but I've got a question for you.
然后我就停下来问他们两个人说，对不起，我有个问题要问你。
So they were kind enough to stop and they said, what's your question?
And
I said, my question is simple. When?
所以呢他就说呢那两个人也足够友好，所以他们就停下来了。他说什么问题啊，他说我的问题是什么时候。
They said, what?
他说什么。
And I said, my question is when?
我说我的问题就是什么时候。
And finally, they said to me, I don't know what you mean. And I said, well, your sweater says, sometimes death is better. My question is, when is death better?
因为他们说呢，我们不理解你的问题。他说我的问题是，就是你在你那个夹克后面写着，有时候死亡会更好。所以说他我的问题就是你那个什么时候，有时候是什么时候。
And so they gave me some very, very foolish answers to the question.
他们给他一个非常愚蠢的答案。
And I asked them whether they would like to go to heaven. And they said yes.
你们想去天堂吗?他们说想啊。
And then I said, well, if you were to go to heaven, would that be better?
我说如果你去天堂会不会更好了?
And they said, well, I guess so.
我说我猜是的。
And then I put this question to him. I said, now, what if there really is a God who made you and holds you responsible?
所以我说呢,我就把这个问题问他们,我说我问你一个问题,如果真的有一个造你的神,那么说你的责任是什么?
And immediately he said, I'd be in big trouble.
我就是有大的麻烦。Happy
to have the mockery on his shirt, happy to look weird and strange, happy to talk about things about which he knows nothing. But the simple question was, what if there really is a God who made you and holds you accountable? Oh, he says, I'd be in big trouble then.
现在他说呢,我很高兴看到他们,也很高兴看到他们在那个后面写的字,也很高兴可以问他们问题,就是说,如果说真的有一个问题是真的有一个造你的神,而且你要对神负责的话,那是什么样的一个结果?
And so I said, I'm going to give you one verse from the Bible. I'm just going to give you one verse. You listen carefully.
所以说,我会把圣经里一些经文给你们,你们仔细听。
So I said to him, this is what Jesus said. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And nobody will come to the Father. You won't get to heaven. Nobody will come to the Father unless you come by me. That's what Jesus said.
所以我跟他们说的主耶稣基督说呢,我就是道路,我就是真理,我就是生命,没有人来到父那里,就是天堂,通过我,就是主耶稣自己。
And they were very happy and they went on their way and I kept on walking up and down the hallway.
所以他们非常高兴的就走了,我继续在我的那个走廊里走来走去。
It is true, isn't it? If there really is a God, and if he made us and holds us accountable, we'd better pay close attention. We'd better do what he says, and you'd even want to take off a shirt like that if you had it, because he wasn't pointing people to heaven.
这个是真的,如果真的是有一个造我们的神,他要我们向他将来要交账要负责的话,就是说我们最好是要注意,要仔细,要去学习他的话,要相信他。 而且如果你有那样一个T恤或者夹克,你最好把它脱下来,因为那个不能把你带到天堂去。All
right, so we're in the end of the book of Thessalonians.
我们在那个帖撒罗尼迦书的最后。
And remember, the Thessalonians lived in a city called Thessalonica.
大家记得这些帖撒罗尼迦人,他们住在一个城市叫帖撒罗尼迦。
And the end of the word Thessalonica is Nike, and it means victory, winner.
实际上在那个帖撒罗尼迦后面这个人,后面这个词叫乃迦,就是实际上就是胜利,是赢的人。
That's why boys like to wear Nike shoes, because they want to win the race.
所以这就是为什么那些小男孩喜欢穿那个耐克的鞋,因为他们想要赢得那个比赛。Alright,
how are you going to win? How are you going to be a victor in life?
你怎么去赢呢? 你怎么成为一个,你人生的赢家呢?
And you live like the Thessalonians. They heard the truth of God. They believed it. They lived it. They got victory.
以及像那些提色兰一家人一样，他们听到了神的真理，他们相信神的真理，他们把它活出来，所以他们赢得了胜利。
Now remember, the simple story of the books of Thessalonians is that you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and there's probably going to be a few problems in life.
所以你要记得这些提斯诺基家人的故事，就是你相信主耶稣基督为你的救主以后，你可能生活随后而来的会在你的生活中会出现一些麻烦和问题。
And then at some time, hopefully very soon, Jesus is going to step in to the world and he is going to set things right.
因为在某一个时候，主耶稣基督呢，他会来，他会纠正地球上一切的错事。
The question is, when he does that, what's going to happen to me when he comes to judge?
因为问题就是，如果主耶稣来， 他来审判的时候，在我身上会发生什么呢？
So we believe in people who like to march around the cities and carry signs that say, we want justice.
因为大家记得在城市里通常有一些人举这个牌子在那游行说我们要公平。
And you ask them, why do they want justice?
所以呢，你问他们，你们为什么要公平？
And they said, because that man did something wrong. We need justice against that man.
所以他说呢，我们那有些人做错了，所以我们要去审判那些人。
But the Lord Jesus says, when I come, I'm going to bring justice, and I'm going to start with you.
所以呢，我们说呢，主耶稣基督说，我要来，我来的时候呢，我首先要把那个公平带给你。
And most people say, well, I don't want justice for me. I want justice against the other man. Don't judge me. You can judge the other man.
对，医生呢，你不要审判我，我要你去审判别人。
But the Bible says that justice always begins with us. Justice must begin at the house of God, and it's going to spread from there. Justice must include me.
所以呢，圣经说呢，那个审判呢，永远是从 我们开始的就是从教会开始，然后从另外延伸出去，所以审判永远是包括教会在内。
So the story of the book of Thessalonians is that Jesus is going to come back and he's going to bring justice for everyone. The first people he will bring justice for are the Christians.
因为圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督他再来的时候，他审判每一个人，所以他首先要审判的人呢，就是基督徒。And
the Christians are those very fortunate people who've had their sins forgiven, and the Lord says, justice for you is I'm going to take you to heaven before I bring justice on the world.
因为基督徒呢是那一群很幸运的人，因为我们的罪得赦了。所以主耶稣基督说呢，我来首先带给你们审判，是把你带来和我们在一起，在我审判整个地球之前。
And so the reason that the Thessalonians got the forgiveness of the Lord is that they believed the message that Jesus died on the cross to save sinners. They said, I believe that.
因为在那个提斯门家人，他们说呢，他们相信主耶稣基督在十字架上死了，是为了拯救罪人。我们相信这些。And
it changed their lives to the point where they proved by what they did that they really did believe it.
因为之后他们又来到那个点，他们其实所做的事情呢，证明了他们真的去相信他们所相信的东西。And
so when justice came, they went to heaven forgiven for all their sins. Jesus died to pay the punishment of all their sins. They were forgiven. Justice says, you get to go to heaven.
一旦审判来的时候呢，他们所有的人呢，都是罪被赦免了，所以他们去了天堂。主耶稣基督呢，为他们而死了，死了以后呢，他们相信这个，然后他们罪得赦免，在主耶稣审判地球之前，他们都去了天堂。
And then, of course, that simply leaves on the earth all the people who don't believe in Jesus. And the punishment, the wrath, the judgment of God falls on the earth in a terrible way.
当然呢，在这以后呢，整个留在地球上的人呢，他们不相信主耶稣基督，所以他们的惩罚、审判和一个非常极其可怕的事情——审判，这会发生在地球留在地球上的人身上。
And that is the great plan of God.
这是神一个伟大的计划。
Now the Thessalonians say, "All right, we're looking forward to that. We want to live for Jesus today because he's going to take us to heaven soon and we can't live for him then."
那实际上呢，当时提斯顿教授是好，我们相信这个，所以呢，我们要活出来，我们等着主耶稣基督来把我们带到天堂去。
And consequently, Paul outlines for the Thessalonians the things that they can and should be doing now, awaiting the day when God brings forth his justice.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，然后就告诉他们，你们现在要做的事情就是等待神把审判带到地球上来的时候。
And that's the introduction to the final verses in chapter 3 of 2 Thessalonians.
这就是在那个提斯罗尼迦后书的 最后的第三章的最开始所做的介绍。
Let's read them together.
让我们一起来读。
It says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you."
提斯罗尼迦后书第三章第16节，愿赐平安的主。 随时随事亲自给你们平安，愿主常与你们众人同在。
All right, that's the result of living the life of God has laid out for the Thessalonians. You trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You follow in his ways, and your reward is peace.
这就是提斯罗尼迦人他们神给他们的安排的，他们活出来了。所以你相信主耶稣基督，你顺服主耶稣基督，跟随主耶稣基督，你的奖赏就是平安。That's
a wonderful thing, isn't it? Peace.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情，平安。
Most people in the world don't have peace.
在世界上很多人他们没有平安。And
the United Nations is in existence in order to bring peace to the world. They just haven't succeeded.
联合国它存在的意义呢，就是给世界带来和平，但是他们从来没有成功过。
But Jesus is the Lord of peace. And when he comes to bring peace in the heart. One day he'll bring peace in the world when he's dealt with the problem of injustice. He'll bring peace. In the meantime, you and I can have peace.
主耶稣基督是平安的，赐平安的主，所以他呢赐给我们内心的平安。所以终究有一天，主耶稣要给整个世界带来平安。当他审判整个世界以后，整个世界就有平安了。All
right, then Paul goes on and he says in verse 17, "I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand, which is the distinguishing mark in all my letters. This is how I write."
第17节说，我保罗亲笔问你呢，凡我的信以此为记，我的笔记就是这样。So
many people believe that Paul had trouble with his eyes. He didn't have good eyesight.
有很多人现在认为呢，保罗他的眼睛不好，他不是很看得见。He
says that many of the Galatians loved him so much that they would actually have given him their eyes if it would were possible, so that he could carry on the work of God more effectively. Paul couldn't see that clearly.
实际上呢，使徒保罗在加拉太书里说，很多加拉太人他们宁愿把自己的眼睛如果可能的话给保罗，这样保罗可以很清楚的看见，可以继续做神的工。
And so what Paul did do though was at the end of every letter he wrote, he would sign his name and maybe write a little bit, probably in large letters, but he would write something to distinguish him from any other writer who might purport to be or pretend to be Paul.
也实际上保罗在他的每一封书信里面最后呢他都会亲自签名。他签名呢可能那个字会签得很大，但是他写签名的目的呢就是区别开来，当时有些人可能假冒保罗的名字或是假装是保罗来写信，所以他自己写的信每一封最后都有一个他自己亲自的签名。
So a signature is a wonderful thing, and it's actually very, it's a good identifier as to who you are.
一签名呢实际上是一个很奇妙的事情，这个事情呢是一个很好的方式来证明这个人是你。
I was looking at a piece of paper this morning on the internet, and it was just in an email, and I said, I recognize that signature, that's my signature.
因为今天早晨呢他在电脑上看一个东西，这是一个 email, 他说我知道那个签名是谁，那是我自己的签名。
And I had signed a document several weeks ago, and it was printed up on this piece of paper, and I looked at it, and said, that's me, I said, that's my signature.
今天呢他很久前几天前他签了一个文件呢，然后他们把那个文件呢打印下来，或者再然后用 email 发给他，他说我知道这个签名是谁，这是我自己。
So Paul, he identified himself on his letters. He had a very distinctive signature, probably very large, because he couldn't see that well.
因为使徒保罗实际上他有自己的独特的签名，他可能写的那个签名的字很大，因为他自己看不清楚。
Do you remember what God's signature is in the Old Testament?
你们大家记得神的签名在旧约时代是什么样的吗？
He says Isaiah 46. He says, nobody can tell the future from the past except me.
因为在以赛亚书第46章说呢，没有人在过去能够告诉未来的事除了我以外。
Prophecy, fulfilled prophecy is the signature of God.
所以预言和实现的预言就是神的签名。
Nobody else can do it.
没任何人可以这么做。
How do we know it's God? Well, many, many reasons, but the signature is fulfilled prophecy, and we know God wrote the Bible because it says things in the past that were fulfilled much later in the past, and therefore, God wrote it.
因为我们怎么知道他是神呢？其实还有很多方式去证明他是神，就是说那个从过去直到未来，然后预言未来实现预言，这就是神的签名。我们说这一定是神写的。
And now we get to the very last verse of the second letter, and it says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you."
然后我们来到提斯罗尼迦后书最后一节第十八节说，愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常与你们众人同在。
Is that good?
这是好的吗？
It's absolutely marvelous.
这是很奇妙的。
And I'm sure you pray the same way I pray in life. I say, Lord, I got some big problems.
我相信你和我祷告的方式一样，说主啊，我有点麻烦了。
I don't know how I'm going to solve them.
我不知道我怎么解决这个麻烦。
But the grace of God is able to solve them for me.
神的恩典是可以为我来解决这些麻烦。
And it's wonderful when everything else is discussed. At the very bottom, at the very end of it all is the grace of God.
因为当我们所有的事情都试过了，所有的事情都最后，到了最后一点就是神的恩典。
You can smile about that.
你可以笑,
you can relax in that.
你可以有微笑,
you can get all excited about that.
你也可以感到非常的幸福。
Imagine the God of heaven being gracious to me.
你想象一下一个, 天堂里的神对我神,
how wonderful.
这是多么的美妙。
All right, turn over the page.
翻页。
And when you turn over the page, you get to 1 Timothy.
当你翻页的时候,
And so we're going to learn a little bit about Timothy. The books of Thessalonians were written to the church at Thessalonica. The books of Timothy were written to the individual, Mr. Timothy.
我们现在呢要学一点关于提摩太的，因为帖撒罗尼迦书呢写给帖撒罗尼迦整个教会的。我们现在呢，提摩太前书呢写给提摩太先生。
All right, verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope.
第一节呢说，奉我们救主神和我们的盼望，基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。Okay,
so he's basically saying now, Timothy, I'm writing to you, but I'm writing to you with the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他基本上说，提摩太，我现在给你写信，我给你写信是带着主耶稣基督的权柄给你写。He
didn't go to Timothy and say, Timothy, I got some good ideas for you. I want you to do this, I want you to do that.
He doesn't say that. 提摩太，我现在有个好主意，而你做这去做那，他并没有那么说。He
says, "I'm writing to you, Timothy, because I was commanded to do so by the Lord Jesus Christ."
那个提摩太说，提摩太，我这么做是主耶稣基督，他命令我这么做。So,
I'll tell you another one of my stories, but when I was younger, I was 25 years old.
告诉大家另外一个我的故事，当我还年轻的时候，25岁的时候。
And I had just graduated from university, and I got a job working in Ottawa.
因为刚刚大学毕业，他在渥太华找到了一份工作。
And I was just a young kid. And I didn't know very much, but I got a job working for the government.
因为他当时还很年轻，他也没有什么经验，但是他在政府里面找到了一份工作。
And my boss came to me one day and he said, now Harold, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to the Canadian Pacific Railway and the Canadian National Railway and tell them what is coming and what Canada is going to do. I want you to take Canada's message to the CPR and the CNR.
因为他说呢，他老板有一天来跟他说，Harry，这是我要你做的事儿，我要你到那个太平洋铁路公司和国家铁路公司，我要你去告诉他们，就是说这就是加拿大政府要对你们两个公司要做的事儿。
And I said, who, me?
我说谁呀，是我吗？
He said, yes, you tell him.
但是,
I said, well, when I go to CNR, who should I speak to?
但是我去那个国家铁路公司的时候，我应该跟谁说呢？
He said, well, you speak to the senior vice presidents in those railways.
所以他说你去跟那里的高级的副总裁，你去跟他们铁路公司的人说。
I said, what? Me?
什么是我吗?
He said, well, no, not you. You are the government of Canada. And you don't say, listen, I'm Harold Summers. I want to speak to you. You say, I am representing the government of Canada and They, the government, have a message for the railways, and I have come to tell you what the government wants.
但是不是你，是你去说啊，你是代表加拿大政府去说，你不是去跟他们说，你说我Harvard的Thompson要告诉你们什么，你就说是啊，我代表加拿大政府，加拿大政府有话要跟你们这些铁路公司说。
And so I got on the telephone, and I phoned the railways, I phoned the people at the top, I said, I am representing the government of Canada, I will be in Montreal on Tuesday, and I want to speak to you. You're the senior vice president, I want to speak to you.
因为我就跟他们高层打了一个电话，我说我呢代表加拿大政府，我在星期二呢要到蒙特利尔去，要跟你们的高层说话。你现在是高级副总裁，所以我到了那里的时候，我要代表政府跟你说话。
And what do you think he said?
你认为他会怎么说呢？
He said, sure. Yeah. And we lined a meeting up.
当然了，我们都会排队等你。
Timothy? I've got some news for you. Timothy, not from me. It's from the Lord who sent me, Timothy. You must pay close attention now because I'm not speaking on my own behalf. I'm speaking on behalf of the Lord of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
因为那个保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，我要跟你讲一下，传递一些信息，但不是我保罗个人传递给你们，是代表主耶稣基督在天堂的主，他要我带给你一些信息，你必须要非常的仔细的听。Now,
who is the Lord Jesus Christ?
那么谁是主耶稣基督呢？
And the answer at the end of verse 1 is, He is our hope.
答案是在这一经文的末尾，他是我们的盼望。
Is that good news?
这是个好消息吗？
And there's all kinds of other things that Paul could have said about him.
使徒保罗可以说很多其他的一些事。
He could have said he's the creator.
可以说他是造物主。
He could have said he's the judge.
可以说他是审判者。
He could even have said he's the savior.
甚至可以说他是救主。
But he says he's our hope.
但他说呢，主是我们的盼望。
And I tried to figure out what that meant.
我试图去想这个是什么意思。
And then I thought about myself when I was a little boy.
然后我还是个小男孩的时候，我跟我自己说，
And I had a daddy. And my daddy loved me.
爸爸爱我。
And he was my hope.
他是我的盼望。
I didn't know what the problem was.
我不知道问题是什么的时候。
I didn't even know there was a problem.
我甚至不知道将有什么问题。
I didn't know very much of anything except the fact that I had a daddy, my daddy loved me, my daddy was there to help me, and I didn't worry because my daddy was my hope.
我什么都不知道，实际上我唯一知道的就是呢，我有一个爸爸，我爸爸爱我，我爸爸他会帮助我，我爸爸是我唯一的盼望。
And it didn't matter if a storm was coming, or if I knew that a storm was coming. Didn't make any difference at all. I hoped in my daddy, and I knew he would protect me. And so I went la-di-da-di-da-di-da. Everything is fine because my daddy was my hope.
甚至是暴风雨来的时候，这都没有什么关系，因为他知道他有一个爸爸，他爸爸爱他，然后他就可以，他爸爸一定会帮助他，所以他就在那里滴滴答滴滴，他很放松。他说这样的时候，不管在任何困难时候，他爸爸都会帮助他，这是他唯一的盼望。
Are you going to make it through tomorrow?
你明天能够继续吗？
You say, I have no idea what the problem is going to be tomorrow.
You're
going to make it through? And you say, yep.
你说你明天会继续吗? 是,
Why? Because Jesus is my hope.
为什么呢? 因为主耶稣基督是我的盼望。
And he may allow a problem to come. And after he's allowed it to come, he'll work on the solution and everything's going to be wonderful because Jesus is my hope.
那主要是可能允许一些问题在你人生里发生，但是问题发生了以后呢，他会在里面工作找到解决的办法，然后给你更美好的事情，因为主耶稣基督是我的盼望。
Will you sleep tonight?
你今天晚上会睡觉吗?
If Jesus is your hope, you will.
如果主耶稣基督是你的盼望, 你会睡得很好。
Will you have a good day tomorrow?
明天会有一个很好的一天吗?
Yeah, doesn't matter what happens tomorrow. If Jesus is your hope, you'll have a good day tomorrow.
所以呢, 不管明天发生什么, 如果主耶稣基督是你的盼望, 你就会有一个美好的明天。
And I guess, as I was lying awake, in the middle of the night, I was thinking about this line, and I said, Lord, what a comforting line is that. Imagine, Jesus is my hope.
所以我在半夜醒来的时候呢，我就看到了这一节经文，我说这是一个多么奇妙的一节经文呢，我感到极大的安慰，因为主耶稣基督就是我的盼望。
God is God. And God is good. Hallelujah.
神就是神，神是美善的。Hallelujah.
So now Timothy says, Paul says to Timothy, verse 2 rather, to Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord.
第二节说呢，写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们的主耶稣基督归于你。Now
he's writing to Timothy and he says, Timothy, you are my son.
跟提摩太写信说，提摩太，你是我的儿子。And
he says that for many reasons, one of which is that it was Paul who laid his hands on Timothy as either a non-believer or a new believer when he was a teenager and said, Timothy, you grow in God, you follow God. Paul was the father, the spiritual father of Timothy, and that's why he called him my son.
因为使徒保罗称提摩太为他的儿子有几种原因。第一种原因呢，可能是提摩太还没信主或者刚信主的时候呢，他把手按在提摩太身上，说提摩太，你信了主，你跟随主。然后呢，他在那个意义上说他是提摩太属灵的父亲。
But I'm just wondering if there isn't maybe a little bit more to it than that.
就是奇怪，可能有更多的关于这个更多的一点意义。I
think Paul is saying, Timothy, I want to be a father to you, just like Jesus is a father to me. Jesus is my hope, and I want you to realize that I love you as Jesus loved you. And I want our relationship to be like the relationship between God, between Jesus and me.
其实这本书呢，我这么去跟你说，我把你称为我的儿子，是因为我是主耶稣基督的儿子，所以我这么称为你是我的儿子呢，就像要主耶稣跟我的关系和我跟你的关系是一样的，所以这样的话呢。 主耶稣基督爱我，我也像主耶稣基督那么去爱你。所以从这个意义上来说，我成为你是我的儿子。If
Jesus is our hope, then we should be living our lives in such a way that others can look to us and say there's a sense in which even we are their hope.
所以呢，实际上，如果主耶稣基督是我们的盼望呢，我们就应该活出这样一个模式，来让其他的人他们看到我们的时候，我们从某种意义上来说，也能成为他们的盼望。See,
when I was a little boy, Jesus was my daddy's hope.
因为当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，主耶稣基督是我爸爸的盼望。
And he lived his life in such a way as to assure me that he could be my hope. And the logic that he used with me was this, Harold, you can trust me because I trust Jesus for you and for me.
因为这个逻辑是这样的，他说Harold，你可以相信我，因为我相信主耶稣基督，为了你，为了我，我相信主耶稣基督，所以你可以相信我。So
though I couldn't understand it very much, I did know this, that if my daddy loved me as he did, so Jesus loves him even more, and therefore Jesus loves me even more, and my father taught me and encouraged me to have my hope in him, and therefore my hope in Jesus.
所以呢，我当时不是很理解这个。我认为呢，我的爸爸爱我，但是主耶稣基督可能更爱我的爸爸。如果呢，主耶稣基督更爱我的爸爸，我爱我的爸爸，主耶稣基督可能会更爱我。这样呢，如果这样，我爸爸的盼望在主耶稣基督里，我也有盼望在我爸爸和主耶稣基督里面。
So the Apostle Paul took spiritual fatherhood very seriously, didn't he?
所以实际上，使徒保罗当时呢，很严肃的做了提摩太的属灵的父亲。That's
a great challenge to all of us.
We
must be the kind of people who will be encouraging others to hope in Jesus because they can see in us the blessings of hoping in Jesus.
所以这是我们，对我们来说是个极大的挑战。我们可能要去鼓励大家，鼓励其他的人，因为他们看见我们在主耶稣基督里面的盼望，看在我们里面有盼望，因此他们也会在主耶稣基督里有盼望。And
then he says, now remember, Timothy, from Jesus come three things, grace, mercy, and peace.
所以他说提摩太也记住，从那个主耶稣基督来了三样事，第一样呢是恩惠，第二是怜悯，第三样是平安。So
in these two verses now, you got four things: hope, grace, mercy, peace.
在这两句经文里呢，你得到的四件事，第一件是盼望、恩惠、怜悯、平安。So
if you got grace, sorry, hope, grace, mercy, peace, what more do you need?
因为你得到了盼望、恩典、怜悯、平安，你还要需要什么呢？
Why write the rest of the book?
我要读书的其他部分。
And the answer is because we got to learn how hope, grace, mercy, peace, how they work out in the life.
因为答案就是我们要怎么知道这样的盼望、恩惠、怜悯、平安怎么应用到我们的人生中去。
And God will lead us, each individually, each in his own direction, under the general principles of the truth of God, but the hope, grace, mercy, peace for you is going to be slightly different than for me. Each one will see it, experience it in a slightly different way. It's there for all, but we've got to learn the general principles, and then we've got to trust in the great specifics of life.
因为神会在我们每一个人单独的个人有不同的方向来引导我们，但是有一个总的原则，就是恩惠、平安，还有怜悯、平安、盼望。所以呢，这样的一切呢，就是说，这样你们每个人，我们每个人自己的感觉是不一样的。所以实际上，总的来说呢，我们都是活在神的盼望、恩惠、怜悯和平安里面的。
Then he says in verse 3, as I urged you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus so that you may command certain men not to teach false doctrines any longer, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. These promote controversies rather than God's work, which is by faith.
然后第三节和第四节说，我住在马其顿去的时候，曾劝你们住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教，也不可听从荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱，这等是指申辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。
Now he said, remember Timothy, the plan that God has for me is different than what he has for you.
因为他跟他说呢，提伯太，你要记住，神在我身上的计划和在你身上的计划是不一样。My
job was to go into Macedonia and to tell other people about the Lord Jesus.
所以我的工作呢，是去马其顿去告诉其他的人关于我们的主耶稣基督。Your
job was to stay at Ephesus and tell the teachers who were teaching the people in Ephesus what to teach and how to teach it.
你的工作是住在以弗所，就是以弗所去告诉那些传教的人，他们应该传什么，应该怎么去讲。It's
true, isn't it? God's plan for each person is different than for the other person.
这个是真的，是不是？神的计划在一个人的身上和另一个人身上是不一样的。Timothy
may very well have said, I think I'd like to go with you into Macedonia. Getting to be a little boring here in Ephesus, or the work is getting to be pretty hard, or I don't really know how to do the job I've got here. He could have had any number of reasons for saying, I don't really like that assignment.
提多曼当时可能会说，我想跟保罗一起去马其顿，因为我在这里可能有点无聊，我在这里呢也可能有点难，我甚至不知道怎么去做，所以他可以有很多的借口说要跟使徒保罗去马其顿，而不想待在以弗所来，他可能都做不到。So
Paul says, Timothy, it's true that God was doing a wonderful work in Ephesus, but there are three things that are required that teachers must teach, and these three things could be very wrong.
因为他说，提伯太，你要待在以弗所，以弗所那这里有人在讲神的道，他们可能有在三个方面讲得非常的错。You're
going to have to teach them not to teach false doctrine.
你要告诉他们不可传异教。So
the question, of course, is going to be, what is the true doctrine? What should I teach?
问题就是什么是真的教义，我应该教传什么样的教义。
And so Timothy's job was to teach them the doctrine that they should teach.
提摩太的工作呢，就是教导他们应该教导的教义。
And that was the easy part.
这是比较容易的。
The hard part was that sometimes they would teach something that was wrong, and Timothy had to correct them.
所以难的地方呢，就是他们有时候会传一些错的教义，那提摩太呢必须去纠正他们。
That's very wrong because people don't like to be corrected.
所以这个呢，就是说呢，非常难的，因为人通常不喜欢别人纠正他。
So I was really amazed today when I spoke to those two young people. They actually listened to me long enough for me to challenge them on their beliefs. And I was very pleased that they actually smiled when they left me.
挑战他们所信仰的东西，然后他们离开我的时候呢，带着微笑，这让我很舒服。Very
people, very often people don't like to be told that they're teaching the false doctrine.
所以通常呢，
So now that's one reason why we spend so much time together studying the Bible, because we realize we must only teach the truth.
这就是为什么我们聚在一起学习圣经，因为我们意识到我们必须教导真理。
And it takes a long time to learn truth and how it differs from error.
你这里要花很长的时间来学习什么是真理，什么是错误。
When I went to school, I didn't learn very much in grade one.
去学校的时候，一年级呢，我并没学到什么东西。
I thought I did.
我认为我学到了东西。
The teacher said, "You're a good boy, Harold. You can go to grade two."
那个老师说 ，Harold， 你是个好孩子，你可以上二年级了。But
I had to go through a lot of other grades before I learned very much.
所以呢，在我学到很多东西之前，我必须一级级的往上上。
Now, the Christian, he starts teaching the truth of God just as soon as he becomes a Christian.
所以基督徒呢，他教导神的真理的时候呢，在他成为基督徒的那一刻就开始了。That's
wonderful.
就非常奇妙的。Do
you think that a Christian ever makes a mistake when he's teaching?
你认为当基督徒他教导别人的时候，他犯过错吗？
And the answer is yes.
当然是。And
sometimes I have to say now, Lord, I'm awfully sorry. If I had it to do over again, I wouldn't say that way. If I had it to do over again, I would have said this rather than that. And I have got to let the Bible teach me where I'm wrong.
因为有时候呢，我会跟主说：“主啊，我非常的抱歉，因为如果我会再来教一次的话，我会以不同的方式来教导这一节，或者是用另外一种方式来教导这个。我要让圣经来引导我去做这样的教导。”And
sometimes my brothers and sisters have got to teach me where I'm wrong. I wouldn't know it if they didn't point it out.
因为有时候我的弟兄姊妹呢，他要来指出我教导的错误。如果他们不指出来，我甚至都不知道我说错了。So
if someone were to tell you that you were just a little bit wrong in some of your theology, what would you say?
如果一个人呢说呢，你教错了，你的那个神学观点是错误的，你会怎么说？
You'd say, yeah, that's probably true. I hope I'm not wrong in too much more. But you would thank the person who showed you where you were wrong, because if you have a teacher at school who never puts a big X across something and says that's wrong, you'll never learn that it's wrong.
你说是，我是有的地方错了，我非常感谢你，要感谢那个人，感谢那个指出你错误的那个人来。如果他不指出来，你永远不知道错误。如果你在学校里面有一个老师在你的作业上打上一个叉，你永远学不到东西。
So would you please remember, don't be offended when you find out you were wrong.
因为你要学会，当你发现你错误的时候，你不要感觉你被冒犯。So
Timothy had to say to the teachers periodically, he had to say, now that was very interesting, but you were wrong. And he would show them where they were wrong. And they would say, yes, Timothy, you're right. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I'll preach again, but I won't say that again.
那基督徒呢，他经常呢要去跟那些做教导的人说呢，啊，对不起，你现在这个地方讲错了。所以那个人说呢，你下回不能这么讲。所以那个人说，是啊，非常感谢，感谢你指出了这样的错误。我下次教导的时候，我不会再这么讲了。
Now, there were three major problems that Timothy had to deal with. The first one was they were teaching false doctrine. They were teaching things, talking about the Bible that were not precisely accurate, and Timothy had to correct them.
第一件呢，就是说他们有时候传一些错误的教义，所以呢， 他不是完完全全按照圣经上的教义来的，提摩太必须告诉他们说，你这个地方教错了，你下次不能这么教了。他们说，对不起，我下次不这么做。
Now the second thing he was teaching them was not that they were wrong, but he was saying some people are not teaching the Bible. They're not teaching the truth of God. They're teaching other things. Teaching mythology, teaching ideas and concepts, teaching things that are really not the Bible.
所以第二件事呢，不是说他们教错了，教圣经教错了，他们实际上教的一些东西完全跟圣经无关，他们讲的是那些荒谬无凭的那些话，也就是一些闲聊，讲的其他的任何事情跟圣经一点关系都没有。
So our objective when we teach is to teach the Bible, and you'll realize that we teach Bible studies.
那我们的目标呢，就是教圣经。当我们学习的时候呢，你要意识到我们是在学习圣经。
There are all kinds of other things out there that we could teach, but our focus, our primary function is teach the Bible, not all the other ideas, philosophies, isms, I'm not even sure what other words to use. Don't teach all those other things. Keep on teaching the Bible.
因为我们实际上可以教很多其他的东西，除了教圣经以外，但是我们的主要目标是在教圣经，因为其他东西你可以教一些哲学啊，教一些人生的处理方式啊，他甚至不知道他应该去讲一些用什么词来去讲那些，但是我们的主要目标呢，就是教圣经。
Now there's all kinds of reasons why, other people, or why people would teach things other than the Bible.
这里有几个原因，是为什么那些有些人他们去教圣经以外的东西。
One of the reasons is because people would rather hear things other than the Bible.
其中一个原因呢，就是有些人他们宁愿听圣经以外的东西。
The Bible is very convicting, isn't it? And when we hear the Bible, it goes right to our conscience, and people would rather not be convicted in their conscience.
所以圣经是非常有说服力的，当我们读圣经的时候呢，它直接呢直击你的良心，所以很多人呢他并不愿意这种有说服性的东西进入他的良心。
Very often, even Christians like to hear things other than the Bible because it's new and different.
所以呢通常甚至是基督徒呢他们愿意听圣经以外的东西，因为这些东西呢，通常是新的。
There's something, intriguing, exciting about learning something that's new.
因为这学一点新的东西，通常呢是很有趣的，或者是非常令人兴奋。
Some people will say even.That the Bible's a little bit boring because I've heard the story before.
所以有些人说那圣经有点无聊，因为我前面已经听过这个故事。
And the other thing, of course, is that if someone teaches the Bible, God gets all the glory. But if someone teaches something else, maybe they thought it themselves, it might sound good, and they would get the glory.
那实际上另外一个原因呢，就是一个人他教导圣经的话，神得的荣耀；但是一个人他教导其他的东西的话呢，他可以变得很有名，他最终呢他自己得到荣耀。
And so the Lord says, through Paul to Timothy, Timothy, don't teach myths, don't teach other things, keep on teaching the Bible.
所以呢神呢通过保罗告诉提摩太说，提摩太去告诉那些人说，不要教其他的事情，只教圣经。
And the third thing is, you're not to teach endless genealogies.
第三件事呢，你不要去谈论或者教导家谱。
And we don't spend a lot of time on genealogies in that limited way today.
所以在这个有限的方式里，我们今天呢，也不是去教导那个家谱。
But if I were to start teaching genealogies, I might say something like this.
如果我来教家谱的话，我可能会这么说。
I might say, do you know who I am? My father was a great man. And my grandfather, he was a, and my great grandfather. As a matter of fact, I've got a marvelous heritage. Now, what about you? Oh, you say, well, my father wasn't. Oh, dear.
所以如果我跟你说呢，哎，你说你知道我是谁吗？我爸爸是一个极其伟大的人，我爸爸的爸爸也是一个极其伟大的人，我爸爸的爸爸的爸爸前面都是伟大的人，你知道我是多么大的一个人物吗？啊，那你的家谱是什么？你会说，哎，我的爸爸不怎么样，所以。
And so the teacher might end up telling you how good he is and forget that it's Jesus who's good, not him at all.
所以呢教师呢最后呢他会告诉你他自己有多么伟大，他让你忘记了我们的主耶稣基督是我们的。
So the apostle Paul was something like that, wasn't he?
所以使徒保罗就是那样一个人，是不是？
And in Philippians he said, you know, if anybody could brag about who he is, it's me.He said, I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Are you folk Hebrews of the Hebrews, you Corinthians? And it wasn't the Corinthians he was saying that to, it was the Philippians. He says, I was born of the tribe of Benjamin. What about you?
我是本杰明部落出生的，你们怎么样？
They would say, we weren't even born in Abraham's family. We're just Gentiles. Oh, Paul says, you're not as good as me.
你怎么可能说的我们甚至都不是亚伯拉罕的后裔，我们是外邦人。所以使徒保罗说，哦，那你比我比你强多。
Paul says, regarding the law, I'm blameless.I was way up there. I kept the law. What about you? Oh, no, you say, I'm a sinner like my father.
那你说呢？保罗说呢，我是守律法的，我们所有的律法都守全了。那你怎么样呢？你会说，哦，我是个罪人，我的爸爸都是罪人。
And then Paul said, he said, those things that were gained to me, I counted them all lost for Jesus Christ.That I might know Jesus. We don't preach how good we are. We preach how good Jesus is.
于是他保罗说，为了主耶稣基督，我把这一切的都放在一边，都放弃了。我们不是说去教导我有多好，我们是要教导主耶稣基督有多好。
The only thing we know for sure is that Jesus is good and I'm just a sinner saved by the grace of God.
所以唯一我们知道的呢，主耶稣基督是多么的好，我们只是一个罪人，藉着神的恩典得救了。
And so, when I was a little boy, there was a woman in our assembly who was a very lovely woman, and I admired her, and I looked up to her, and I considered her to be a role model as to how women should live.
因为当我还是个小男孩的时候，在我们教会里有一个姐妹，姐妹呢，她这个人呢非常非常的好，我甚至把她当成一个妇女应该生活的这样的一个楷模。
And so, she got older, went to hospital, and ultimately died there, but I visited her in hospital a few weeks before she died.
因为他最后呢，老了就到医院去了，最后在医院里老死了。然后呢，在他老死之前的几个星期，我到医院去看他。
And so I said to her, now, I just want you to know that I appreciate the good influence that you were on my life when I was younger.
因为我跟他说呢，我现在感谢你呢，在我年轻的时候，你对我人生的那些美好的影响。
And she stopped me right there.
那她就打断了我。
She said, Harold, you got me all wrong. I'm only a sinner who is saved by the grace of God. That's all you can say about me.
所以在这儿呢，你搞错了。我是仅仅是一个罪人，罪人呢，藉着神的恩典得救呢。你要说我呢，就只能这么说我。
And I said, that's a good lesson, Harold. You learned that lesson.
我跟我自己说，Harold，这是一个好的一个教训，你学到了一课。
All right. Now, these three problems now, false doctrine, things other than what the Bible teaches, myths, and genealogies, how good the preachers are, or how good this man is compared to that man. Those three things promote controversy. They don't bring unity in the life. They don't bring the blessing in the life. They will bring division amongst the audience and amongst the people of God. Don't preach those things.
因为三件事你不要教导，一个是教导异教，第二个是教导那些荒谬无凭的话语，第三个是就是无穷的家谱。所以这些事情呢，你不要去讲，那家谱只能告诉你自己有多好，你比别人都好，互相比较。所以这三件事最终会导致那个对立，导致分裂。所以呢，在教会里不要去讲这样的教导。So
if we don't teach those three things, what do we teach?
如果这三件事我们都不教导的话，我们会教导什么呢？
And that is verse 5. The goal of this commandment is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
答案在第五节里，那命令总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
Okay, what do we preach? We preach the love of God and that we should live love. We preach the purity of heart and a good conscience in order we preach that we try to obey what the Lord says. And we preach faith that says, I'm nothing, but I believe God. He is going to be my helper. I trust in him.
因为我们叫做什么呢？我们叫做神的爱，这样我们就能活出爱。我们这爱有了这爱呢，我们就有清洁的和无愧的良心。我们还教信心，信心呢就是我们是什么都不是，所以我们都是藉着信心，藉着神的恩典得救了。我们要教导大家信心。So
the question is, when does the Christian stop preaching love?
所以问题是，基督徒什么时候？ 该停止传导教导爱呢？
And the answer is never.
答案是永远不要停止。
Have you noticed that it's written in subtle ways on every page in the Bible, and it simply says, God loves me.
你有没有意识到，当你读圣经的时候，在圣经的每一页上都写着神爱我。
We never tire of hearing it.
我们从来不会就是说感到疲惫来听这些。We
find that it never loses its power when we believe it.
我们也发现呢，它永远不会失去它的力量，当我们相信。There
is no end to it.
这就是无穷无尽的。And
so I sometimes ask myself the question, and it goes something like this.
我有时候呢，会问我自己一个问题，这就是这样的。
If you were married, Harold, how often would you tell your wife that you love her?
所以Harold，如果你结婚了，你要多经常的去跟你的妻子说我爱你。
Or, if you were married, how often would you like your wife to say, Harold, I love you?
另外呢， 或者是说呢，如果你结婚了，你想你的妻子有多经常的来对你说我爱你呢？So
you try to put a number on it.
你试着把那个数字放进去。And
so your wife comes to you one day, and she says, "Do you love me?"
然后你的妻子有一天来到你面前说，你爱我吗？And
you say, "Of course I love you."
当然我爱你。And
she says, "Well, why don't you ever tell me?"
那你为什么从来不告诉我？
Oh, you say, I did tell you a year ago on June the He told me a year ago? Yeah, I told you a year ago.
你说,我是不是跟你讲过,讲过一年之前了?
You might even say, I tell you that once a month.
你或者跟他说,我一个月都跟你讲一次。
No. Jesus doesn't tell you he loves you on one page and then you got to read another 100 pages before you get it again. It's there over and over and over and over and over. And the heart rejoices every time he hears the phrase, I love you. He rejoices. We rejoice. You keep preaching love. You tell the people that you're influencing in your life that you love them. And you let Jesus tell you that he loves you. And it's going to change your life if you listen to it all day, every day.
其实主耶稣基督呢，他都不会说是他在一页上写着我爱你，等到一百页以后再写上我爱你。实际上，主耶稣在圣经里面一页上都写着我爱你，我爱你，我爱你。所以呢，我们每次读到的时候呢，我们都感到非常的兴奋，我们都感到主耶稣基督的爱。如果你每天说你爱主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督每天都爱你，这样的话，你的生活就会一直无穷无尽的充满了爱。
Now, along with love comes a pure heart, a good
conscience. 所以这爱呢,
how do you prove you love the Lord Jesus?
怎么证明你爱, what you do what he says? 你做他要你做的东西。
The proof of love is obedience. The proof of faith is obedience.
所以呢，爱的证明呢就是圣父，圣父呢，爱的证明呢就是信心。
How do you prove that you love someone? You believe them.
你怎么证明你爱有些人呢？你相信他。
How do we prove that we love the Lord Jesus? We believe him.
我们怎么证明我们爱我们主耶稣基督呢？因为我们相信他。
So you get this wonderful package, love, the pure heart, good conscience, and faith.
所以呢,你得到这么一个非常的奇妙的打包,爱,清洁的心,无愧的良心,信心。
Now, verse 6 is amazing. It says, some have wandered away from these and turned to meaningless talk.
所以第六节呢,也是很惊奇的,有人偏离这些,反去讲虚无的话。
You'll say, well, I'll do something else. I won't talk about that. I'll talk about something else.
你说我会去做别的事,我不会去讲这些,我会去讲一些其他的东西。
And the answer is that very often the something else becomes meaningless talk.
通常呢,其他的一些东西呢,就变成了一些虚无的谈话。
What we need is more about Jesus, more about the Bible, not more about something else. And very often, when you turn away from those foundational items, love and a good conscience and faith, when you turn away from those, you end up with meaningless talk.
因为我们需要更多的主耶稣基督，我们需要知道更多的圣经，我们不需要其他的那些除此以外的东西。如果你离开了那些爱，离开了清洁的心、无愧良心和无伪的信心，你偏离了这些，通常你讲出来的都是一些虚无的话。
So, I don't know if you've noticed, but when Roy changes the signs on the signboard at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, what does he put up next?
因为我们不知道大家注意了没有，当我在那个教会门口那个牌子上换那个牌子的时候，下一次我会把什么放上去。
And you've noticed that he just goes from one verse of the Bible to another verse of the Bible.
所以你会注意到呢，他会把一节的经文放上去，然后又把另一节经文放上去。
Why does he do that?
他为什么那么做了？
The answer is very simple. He wants us to learn the truth of the Bible. That's what it's all about. We could put up some popular signs. Most church signboards that you see are somebody's wisdom, somebody's thoughts, but we say we're going to teach the Bible. And that's what we put there so that people say, that's not something that's good. That's something that's from God.
去学更多的圣经，就像我们教会呢，不断的每一次都是把圣经的经文放上去，我们不放其他东西。就像有些其他教会，他们可能把一些智慧的话或者别人讲的一些鸡汤的话贴在上面，但是我们教会呢，不这么做，我们是一直把一节一节的经文告诉上去，当别人看的时候呢，这一定是从神来的真理。
Now verse 7 says,They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they're talking about or what they so confidently affirm.
第七节说呢，想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲的、所论定的。
And we're going to get more into that in the paragraph that follows, but people often like to teach the law because when they do that,The law can say, this is what you should do. And that's what I do, but this is what you should do. And it makes the teacher sound good, and it makes the student bad.
其实在我们下面呢，也一节呢，一直要讲这个。所以这些有些教师呢，他们喜欢教导律法。他们教导律法的目的呢，就是说呢，这你看那个啊，让那个教师感觉很好，他说这是你应该做的，这是你应该做的，而让那个教师自己感觉很好，让你感觉不好。
But when we teach Jesus, it puts both the teacher and the hearer on the same level.
当他们教导主耶稣基督的时候呢，他把教师和听众呢放在同一个水平上。
Jesus is the perfect one.Jesus is our help, Jesus is our hope, and the preacher needs it, and all the members of the audience need it. We all need what Jesus has. Doesn't make a big deal out of the preacher, but it does make a big deal out of Jesus.
所以主耶稣基督是完美的，我们所有的人呢都需要帮助，我们所有的人呢都是罪人，所以这样呢，不管是他教导主耶稣基督的那个传道的人呢，和我们听众呢，都是处在同一个水平，并不是说谁比谁好，我们所有人都需要主耶稣基督。
So if you had to know what to say, what you would say is, I'm going to tell you something good about Jesus.
因为你如果要我说什么呢？要你要听什么呢？我会告诉你一些关于主耶稣基督是如此的美好。
And frankly, it's easy to forget that.
你坦率地说呢，很容易就忘记了这一点。
And I've got to be very careful that I'm always talking about Jesus because I could be talking about something else.
所以我自己也非常当心，我要一直讲主耶稣基督，因为我有很有可能去讲一些其他的东西。
Now, the law.The law is the Old Testament. The law is the Ten Commandments. The law is what God expects of us, and we have all broken that law. So the law doesn't praise anybody. All the law does is condemn everybody.
因为那个律法呢，律法是就由你去实践，实践呢就是神要求我们要去做的。我们每个人呢都其实都破违背了神的律法，就是说呢律法它并不能说去让去赞美每一个人，去说每一个人好，所以律法是来审判判断每个人的。
So I think Lorna Biggs is planning a craft for the children.At DVBS.
因为我听到那个 Laura Biggs, 她在准备一些为 DVBS 的小孩所做的手工。
And I think what she's planning to do is something like this. She's going to get a balloon. And when you blow the balloon up, it's going to be just like the world. It's going to have the continents on the balloon.
实际上呢，他在准备一个气球，但你把那个气球吹大的时候呢，实际上这个气球上呢，上面就像这个世界一样，它上面有很多的东西。
And then I think she's going to take some strips of paper, and she's going to put one strip through the top of the apparatus at the top of the balloon and make a circle out of it to hold the balloon up.
然后呢，我认为他会拿一张纸，然后纸在从那个气球上面去绕一圈，然后把那个气球这边可以提起来。
And then I think she's going to get another strip of paper and put it through the first paper to hold the balloon up. So now you got two links in a chain.
所以呢，然后他用另外一个纸呢，也做一个环，套在第一个环上，这样你有两个环。
And then I think she's going to get eight more strips of paper and make circles out of them all the way so that the balloon with all the world on it is at the bottom of ten loops of paper all the way up.
实际上呢，他会另外再做一些纸环，然后就形成一个纸链，然后这个纸链下面讲着从下面呢。 气球下面一直到上面去呢，一共有10个那个环。Then
I think she's going to get a long needle.
然后他会拿一个很长的一根针。And
put it under the balloon.
他就去戳那个气球。And
then she's going to say to them now, if you snip through one of those paper circles, one of those links in that paper chain, what's going to happen?
实际上呢，他会把那个针放气球上，然后上面的那10个环，他说，如果你把其中一个解开，会发生什么？And
the children are going to say, if we break one of those links in the chain, the balloon is going to fall, it's going to fall down on the pin, and the whole thing is going to go.
然后他说呢，如果你把其中的那个10个指环解开一个，让那个气球就往下掉，掉的时候呢，碰到那个针，然后这个气球就破了，爆炸了。And
it doesn't matter who we are. If we break any one of those links in the chain, it's going to mean sin will be punished and the balloon will come down and we're in big trouble.
你不管我们是谁，如果我们违背了，我们破坏了其中的一个链条，然后我们就会掉下来，这个罪就会要受到惩罚，我们就会有大麻烦了，像那个气球一样。And
that's what the law is. Scripture says that by the law comes the knowledge of sin. And the law is given to show us that we need a savior because we've all broken the law.
实际上这里讲的呢，就是你说的，急着立法呢，我们就知道我们有罪。我们所有的人呢，都是罪人，让我们意识到我们需要一个救主。
All right, so that's where we're going to go next week. We're going to come back to verse 8, and we'll go down 1 Timothy chapter 1. Read ahead if you can, and let's ask the Lord to bless us. But we're going to learn about the law. We're going to learn about Timothy and what he has to teach in Ephesus in order that the Christians in Ephesus will grow and acknowledge that Jesus is their hope.
实际上，这就是我们今天要停到这里的。然后呢，我们下一个星期呢，会从第8节开始讲。 如果你可以提前预习一下，读一下，那就更好了。我们后面学的呢，就是当提摩太在以弗所是怎么样去教导当时在那里的以弗所的人，教导他们，他们唯一的盼望就是在我们的主耶稣基督里面。我们现在做祷告。
Okay, well, that's where we are today. Our time is gone, and we're praying that the Lord will bless us.
所以这就是我们今天我们时间过了，我们要祷告神赐福给我们。
Again, our prayer is for ourselves, and our prayer is for our loved ones and our families, that they will all come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
因为我们的祷告呢，是为我们自己，也是为我们的家人，也是为所有我们爱的人。我们的祷告是所有的人都能够来认识我们的主耶稣基督。Keep
on praying. Keep on telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our job.
所以要一直呢，祷告，一直呢传讲我们的主耶稣基督的爱，这就是我们的工作。Well,
let's pray now then.
我们现在来祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful that you take the time to teach us.
主啊，我们非常感恩您，用这样的时间来教导我们。
Lord, help us to take the time to listen.
主啊，帮助我们用时间来听。
And we thank you, Lord, for all who were here today. Bless us all.
我们为在座的每一个人都献上感恩，请赐福给我们所有的人。
We pray especially for Gail, Lord. He listened just for a few minutes and then left. And we just pray that you'll be gracious to him and save him.
我们也为Gail祷告，因为他在参加了，听了几分钟，然后就离开了。我们求你施恩于他，拯救他。Help
Lily, Lord, and all the others who love him. May Gail find the Savior very soon.
也帮助Lily和所有其他的爱他的人，希望Gail很快就能找到救主。
And Lord, each of us have loved ones in our families and elsewhere, and we pray that each of them will come to love the Savior and to know him. Help us to be wise, as Timothy was, to teach the truth of God in a winsome way.
主啊，我们知道我们是有所有我们周围也有我们爱的人，帮助我们就像那个提摩太那样有智慧去告诉他们去传讲，让他们所有的人可以得救。
So bless us, Lord, as we rejoice in the fact that the Lord blessed Paul and Paul blessed Timothy. So, Lord, we pray that each of us will be blessed and will become a blessing to many others.
主啊，请赐福给我们，就像主赐福给保罗，保罗赐福给提摩太，像愿我们每个人呢，也可以成为其他的人得福的一个源头。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name, giving you much thanks.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名，给您献上极度的感恩。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all. Good to be with you this afternoon. Sorry I couldn't be with you this morning.